to Madle Ubasim Avira, because Sipur was in a high, it was very high up, and the ear was very good there. Therefore, they brought Rebbe there. Mor says, "Who Yoimad Nach Nafshei?" The Rebbe, the day that Rebbe was about to die, is Gozer Rabbanan Tanis. The Rabbanan will Gozer Tanis. Oh boy, Rachman, they started to daven. That's the day that Rebbe was very, very sick. He was about to die. So all the Rabbanan made a Tanis and they started to daven. The Amri, and they said, "Command the Yoma Nach Nafshei." The Rebbe, whoever's going to say, like, speak out of the mouth that Rebbe died, is Yudake Becherev, will like stab him with a sword. In other words, they didn't want anybody, Ayiftach Pilasotin, don't open up your mouth like to say Chas V'Shalom, Rebbe should die. Is Solik Amtei the Rebbe Ligro. So Rebbe's maid, as used to take care of him, went up to the roof. Is Omer, she said like this, El Yoinim of Akshemis Rebbe. She sees that he's very sick, that the Malachim in Shemayim, they want Rebbe to be nifter, ready to go upstairs. That Tachtoinim of Akshemis Rebbe. But she sees that all the Gedolim here on this world, that Davrin, the Rebbe, should still stay alive. So first she said, Yirotzen, Sheyichayfu, Tachtoinim, Esel Yoinim. She also said, Halavai, that the Tachtoinim, the people here, should win out, that he should live. But Kivon the Chazoi comes in the Yaila Beis Akisei. But then when the maid saw that the Rebbe had to go into the Beis Akisei a lot of times, and every time he had to go in, the Cholat Tefillin, he had to first take off his Tefillin, or Monachlu, when he came out, he had to put them back on again. Or Kometztai, when he had a lot of pain from that. And like we had before, that Tzadika Manifta from Chuli Mayin, he had something wrong with his stomach, like he had to go to the Beis Akisei a lot, and because of that, he was having a lot of problems. So Amra, now she said, she saw there was so much bizarre, she said now, Yehirotzoin, Sheyechoifu El Yoinim Esatachtoinim, that El Yoinim, the Malachim, should win out, and he should be nifter ready. And the Mashor explains here, that there's a Yisoy that Rebbe's Neshama was Sholem, and Rebbe's Guf was Sholem. Here, when she saw that his Guf wasn't B'Sholem anymore, she thought it's more Kedah, that his Neshama should become more B'Sholem in Shemayim. So she also held that now he should go into Shemayim already. But the Rabbon and the Gedolim didn't stop davening. And she knew Kozeman, the davening, the Malachimovitz can't get him. So what did she do? Shakle Kuza. She took like a pitcher. She took an earthly pitcher. Shadya, she threw it down the igra from a roof. Layayya to the ground. And Mustafa made a big noise. So everybody kept quiet for a second. See what happened. That second is the Shtiko that kept quiet. Mirachme from davening to Hashem. V'nach nafshe the Rebbe. That's when Rebbe was nifta. Is Omru Le Rabbanan Lebakapor. So Rabbanan said to Kabakapor, Zil Ayin, go see what happened to Rebbe. Is also Rebbe Bakapor went in, Ashkechei the Nach Navshe, he saw that Rebbe Taka was Nifta. Is Kari the Levushe, so ripped his clothing. The Ahadri Lekari Lachure. When he was going outside, he didn't want the people to see it, so like if he ripped in front of his shirt, he turned the shirt backwards now, that the rip should be in the back, the people should not realize it. But Posach rather opened up and said like this, V'yoma, Arelim umitzukim ochzu bi'oron ha-kodesh. Arelim means like the Malachim wanted to get a hold of Rebbe. Umitzukim means the tzaddikim on this world wanted to daven that Rebbe should stay here. Is nitzchu Arelim es ha-mitzukim, and the Malachim won out? That's what Bakapora said. V'noshvu oron ha-kodesh, and they captured the oron ha-kodesh. Is Omru le'zachom said to Bakapora, Nach nafshei, did Rebbe really die? Omalahu, Bakapora said back and answered, Osun Kamrisu, you are saying it. V'yanolo Kamina, I don't want to say it. Like Gemara before, they didn't want to speak out to say that Rebbe was Nifta. Gemara says, now B'shas Pitirosay Sharebi. B'shas Rebbe himself was being Nifta, his Neshama was leaving him. Zokath Esther at Spice of Kalpe Mala. He lifted up his 10 fingers towards the Shemayim, and Omri said like this, Ribbono Shel Olam, Golub Yadua Lefanecha, Sheyagati B'Esther at Spice of Batera. That I was working with my 10 fingers and learning Torah. I didn't have any enjoyment, even from an Etzba Katana, from this world. And there was, even though Rebbe was mamish, one of the richest people there were in the world, still he didn't take any enjoyment for himself. Everything he did was only for the Tzorach of Torah or Mitzvahs. And he said, that he should have peace, he should come to rest. And the Gemara says, Yotza Sabasko, at that time Abasko came out from Shemayim B'Yom and said, Yovoy Shalom V'Yenuch Amish Kavoysom, that the Rebbe, he'll take to come to peace, but be able to go back to go to rest. The Gemara says, Kasha, the Pasuk, Amish Kavcha Miboylei, the Pasuk should have said, like, the Tzaddik goes back, Lashon Yoch, we're talking about one Tzaddik, that he himself goes to rest. What's the Lashon Amish Kavoysom, Ashman, their beds, Lashon Rabin, plural? The Gemara says, "Messiah le Rabbi Chiya Bagamda." It's a raya, it's a proof to Rabbi Chiya Bagamda. The Yom Rabbi Chiya Bagamda, Rama Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul. Bishor shat tzaddik nifta min olam. At a time when a tzaddik is nifta from this world, Omer Malchi Yashos of Nekorash Baruch Hu. The Malachim said to Korash Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Tzaddik ploini bo, Omer lehem yavoyu tzaddikim v'yeitzu l'krosoi. The Malachim say a tzaddik is coming to us now. So Hashem says, tell the tzaddikim to go and like and give him shalom. All the tzaddikim should get up and go to him. The Yom Lord, they should say to this person that's coming now, Yovah B'Shalom Mishkam in peace. And then Yenuchu HaMishkavayisam, all the tzaddikim that got up to give him Shalom, like, now should go back in peace, to rest in peace. So that's the Lashon of HaMishkavayisam, means Lashon plural, all the tzaddikim now go to rest back in peace. Omer Rebbe Loza, Vishor Shat Tzaddik Nifnim Noelim, at the time when that tzaddik is nifta from this world, Sholish Kitay Shomalchi Asheros Yetzis Lekrosoi. Three bunches of malachim come to him. Achas Ameris Loi, one malach comes to him and tells him, Bo v'sholom, come in peace. And the Mashor's Mazba, that there are three different elamas. There's the Oilam HaElyon, on top in Shemayim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives in the malachim. Then there's the Elyon Amtsoi, the middle one, that's like the Av of the skies. And then there's the Oilam HaTachtim, where we are. So it sounds like this. First, one malach says and says, come up to Shemayim, and you'll be v'sholom. That means, boy in the Oilam HaElyon. The Achas Ameris Hulach Nechochoi. The Chokh Rashi says, go in the Derech HaYosher, means go through the middle of Olam straight. The Yachas Ameris, the one tells him, Yovei Sholom Yenuch HaMish Kavoysim. Like on this Oretz HaTachtoin, you should be able to rest in peace. The Gemara says that, Bishor Sheh Rosh never in Olam. The time when the Rosh goes away from this world, is also Shalish Kita Shemal Chai Chavolo Yoytis Lekrosoi. Three type of Malachim come of destruction. Achasemeras one says, "Ein shalom omer Hashem l'Rishoyim," that the Rishoyim won't be able to have peace. Now they won't be able to get to the Olam HaElyon where Hakadosh Baruch Hu is with the Malachim Ara. The Achasemeras Leim once tells him, "Lematzovo yishkaf," in other words, he'll lie down like in sorrow. He won't get anywhere. The Achasemeras Leim redov yishkovo es arelim, like go down and lie with the people that are oral without that don't have a mila. In other words, Rishoyim won't get to anywhere. And that's like the Marsha said, that there are three Elamas there, so Tzaddikim go through all three Elamas, and the Rishoyim get it by all the three Elamas. Here, the Mishnah says like this, Kol Zaman Sheibah Veisaviya. Kol Zaman the Yalmona, in other words, after her husband died, so she has a right now to collect Mizoinas, to be fed from the Yisoyimim, and also, if she wants to, she can collect her Ksuba. So luckily like this, Kol Zaman Sheibah Veisaviya. If after the husband died, she moved out of her house, the husband's house, and she went to her father's house. So lochur is goyvok subosol yirlam. Any time she wants, she has the right to come and say she wants to collect a ksuba. Even if it's 25, 30 years after the husband died, loyilam, she could come and collect a ksuba. And we don't say as far either she was meichlit, or we'll say she used up the money already. No, she has the right to collect a ksuba. But what about kol zaman sheba beis baila? Let's say she's living by her husband's house. After the husband died, she still stays there, and she lives by the Yisoyimim. So now the Tanakhama, the Mishnah holds, Goyvak Subosa Ad Eskrim V'chomishonim. Up until the first 25 years after the husband died, she still has a right to collect the Ksuba. Ma'ashenkin, if she waited, though, 25 years, then she can't collect the Ksuba anymore. And the Svar is, Sheyesh B'chof HaShonim She'tiyasa Toivo Kineged Ksubosa. That these 25 years that passed by after the husband died, since she's living by the Yisayimim's house, so the pshat is, she does toiva, she does good, she does kindness to other people. Either she invites guests over, or she lets them use the house. So the use she had from the Yisayimim's house is worth a ksuba. After 25 years of using the house, the extra use, the toiva that she does from it, that's connected her ksuba. That's Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita, Shiyama Meshimah Meshimah Gamliel. That he said it over the name of Meshimah Ben Gamliel. But the Chacham and Moim and the Chacham say no, they don't hold from this Svara. They hold no, Kol Zaman, she's living by the Yisayimim, anything she uses or eats or borrows or does Taibu with other people, that's all included part of the Tanai Ksuba of Mezoinus. That's not considered she received her Ksuba. Therefore the Chacham said like this, that Kol Zaman she beveis by law, Kol Zaman she's still staying by her husband's house, by the Yisayimim, is goyv ksubos li'olam. She could always collect a ksuba. Even 50 years later, she can still collect a ksuba. But Kol Zaman she beveis avia, the Chum holds the svar though, but let's say she leaves the Yisayimim and she goes to her father's house. Then the lochr is goivok subosa ad eskim v'chamishonim. She only has the right to collect the ksuba to the first 25 years, during those 25 years. But once 25 years pass by, then she can't collect the ksuba anymore. And the svar is, according to Chumim, that we say most probably she was already meichel the ksuba. Since she's not living by the Yisayimim, like how come she didn't come to ask for the ksuba? If she doesn't come to ask for the ksuba for 25 years, we say as far as she's meichel, she gives up her rights to it. Ma'ashenken, if she's living by the Yisayimim and she's being fed from them, then the Gemara says as far mishum kisufa. The reason why she didn't ask for ksuba is because she's embarrassed from them, poshet. So therefore, she's not meichel. Ma'ashenken, if she's not living by them, she's by her father's house, then we say she should have asked for ksuba. And the fact she did not ask for ksuba within 25 years, that's the proof that she was meichel, she gave up her rights. What about Mesa? Let's say the Amona dies. The locher is Yosheho Maskirin Subosa. Her Yoshim, whoever take over her, whether it's a brother, whether a sister, a father, her Yoshim, is they collect the ksuba. Is Maskirin Subosa. Like Rashi says, it means Kloima Tzricha Limchois Al Subosa Teichof Heshonim. They have to come and collect the ksuba within 25 years. Is ad es, the Mishnah says, again, meiso, yosher, maskirin, ksubosa, ad es, v'chamishonim. For 25 years, they have a right also to collect the ksuba. But once 25 years pass by the yosher, also the svara, they will meichel the ksuba, and they can't collect the ksuba anymore. Morris says, now, omalei abai le Rabbi Yosef. Abai said Rabbi Yosef. Aniya shebi yisola, does the Mishnah make sense according to Reb Meir? How was it possible that Aniya shebi Yisrael, if she was a very poor lady, that ad eskrim v'chamishonim, that for 25 years we say the taiva that she eats by the Yisayimim, that's worth the ksuba. In other words, most probably if she was an aniya, poor people, the ksuba was also a small amount. So how is it possible that it takes 25 years for a poor person, an amona tida for ksuba, even though it's a very small ksuba? Omar says, Baz Baisam, that's a very rich lady, and most probably her ksuba was very, very big, also ad esrim v'chamishonim. How come the Mishnah says down 25 years? It's not mistavrif. The svar is, according to Rav Meir, that she's like eating up her ksuba by taking the extra money, or the extra use of the property. How is it possible that one has a big ksuba, one has a small ksuba, they both use it up within 25 years? So Omula, he answered back, no, it's not a kasha. How much weight do you put upon a camel? Depending upon how strong the camel is. In other words, here also, the richer the lady is, the more the use she does from the property, the more toivah she does with other people. So therefore, even though her ksuba was bigger, she must probably use it up already. Mashenkin, if she's an aniya, a pro lady, so true, her ksuba was less, but in Odin, she does less toivah with other people, she uses it up slowly. We have a question like this now. The Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Meir Shita, that says the svara why she loses the ksuba after 25 years is because during these 25 years she took already the money out of the Yisayimim's property, she had toiva from the property, is if so, mahal shetalshlish. What about, do we divide it up in parts? Mashal, let's say she collects the ksuba after 10 years. Do we say that every year she ate up like 1/25th of the ksuba? And if she's collecting it now after 10 years later, she gets less out of a ksuba. Or else no. It's only when she waits, let's say 25 years, then she loses a whole ksuba. But any time she collects the ksuba less than 25 years, then we say she has a right to collect the whole ksuba. We don't take off. Lishlish means proportional. Nothing more obliged by take off. The Gemara doesn't have an answer for this. Right, now the Gemara says that Chom Maimon, the Chom Sein Mishnah calls the man. That depends, just the opposite. Kol Zaman, she's by the Yisayimim, she could always collect the ksuba. But if she goes back to her father's house, then in 25 years, she has the right. After that, we say she was meichel. So the Gemara says, Omalei Abaye la Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye asked the question to Rabbi Yosef. It doesn't make sense. Asoyi kredim shkiyas achama. Let's say the 25 years are up tonight. See if she comes before tonight, before shkiyam, is goyve ksubosa. She could still collect the ksuba, even though she waited 25 years. But if she comes tonight, liachas shkiyas acham, after sunset, loigviya, she can't collect the ksuba anymore. Is that a svara behi purta? By this little amount of time, this 10, 15, 20 minutes, achilta, do we say that's the difference whether she's really meichel or not? Like in 25 years passed by, she wasn't meichel yet. Took now this 15 minutes, she's going to be meichel. Omalei, she answered back, in yes, kol midas chachomim kachi. Whenever the Chum say something, that's the way they say it. They say it exactly. There's a time limit. Who their halachas? Who adin be aboyim sa tevel? We know a mikvah has to have at least 40 sa of water. Be aboyim sa chos a krutav enu yochel itvel. But if there's 40 sa missing a little bit, a krutav, a little amount of water, you can't be tevel then. To see, there's an exact measurement here also. 25 years exactly, that's the zman she's meichel. Less, no, after, yes. Omer Reb Yudom Arav, Heyed Reb Yishma Reb Yaisi, Lefnei Rebi, Shom Mami Shomovi, he said over the name of his father, Loishonu, when is there a machlekes, Elo Shein Shtar Ksuba Yaitzi Metachas Yoda. When the Yamona does not have a Ksuba, she doesn't have the Shtar, then we say a story after 25 years, she is Meichel, either according to Reb Meir or according to Chomim, that's when she can't collect anymore. Avol, but in the case that shtak suva yotzei mitachas yodeho, but let's say she still holds on, she still has a shtak suba, then the locher is goyvok subos liyolim. She always has the right to collect the suba. Then there's no svara mechila or toiva, she can always collect the suba. For Reb Lezer Omar, afilu shtak suva yotzei mitachas yodeho, ain a goyvok. Reb Lezer holds no, the same machleika supplies, even though she has a suba, still she can't collect after 25 years. Elo ad esu mechomishon. Most of Rosh Hashanah is the kasha and the blessing. It says aloha that bal choiv goiver shalei biyaskara. Ol bal choiv, in other words, a malva that lends somebody money, but he wants to come and collect his money, he could collect it even without an askara. So Rashi says it means im shosak esu mechomishonim, for lo imicho achoiv ole hifsa bekach, even if he kept quiet for 25 years, by a malva there's no svara he's meichel the money. He could always collect his money. So it says, Bal choyv goyver shleiv yaskora. The Heichidami, what are we talking about? If he's not holding his shtar, he doesn't have a proof that he lent the money, b'maigviya, what right does he have to collect the money back? Elo, we have to be talking about the nokat shtar. He is holding his shtar in his hand. Uvso, ubal choyv hu delal barachuluhu. So in Yisor of a bal choyv, a person that lent money, there's no reason he should be meichel to give up his rights to collect the money. Ho almona, Mashenkin and Amoni after 25 years, Achilta, there is a svara, she's meichelit. She lets the Yisrael already keep the money. So you see, even though she's holding the ksuba, still she's meichelit after 25 years. Zemara says, who meisiv love mafarakli? He asked the question, he answered it. We're talking about this bal choiv, this malva does not have a shtar. So if so, how does he collect? Here we're talking about punkt that the loiver agrees. The loiver is moida that he owes the money. All right, turn over. So Moros goes weiter. V'omer Rebbe Loi said, "Shoinim, we learned like this: Gerusha harei kebal choiv. Anisha that received the get and now she wants to collect the ksuba, she has the same loch like a bal choiv. That it means she could always collect the ksuba. Even after 25 years, she could still collect the ksuba. The Echidami, what are we talking about? Either learning kita ksuba, if she doesn't have the shtar ksuba, but magviya, what's the proof that she could collect the money? Elalav, aren't we talking about the nikita ksuba? That she is holding the ksuba. And still the svar is ugrusha, he delav basachulhi. Only an isha that received the get. There's no svar there, she's meichel. She's angry at the husband. There's no yisaimim there. Not a svara that she, there we don't say she's meichel. Therefore she can collect a ksuba even after 25 years. But the diik is ho almona, but a regular almona, achilta, she is meichel, a regular almona is meichel the ksuba. So you see, even though she's holding a shtar ksuba after 25 years, she's meichel. So Mara says, no, hochinam, here also we're talking about kishachayiv meida. We're talking about here where the baal agrees that he owes the money, and there's no shtar ksuba. Therefore there's no proof here. I call upon the locher is like a sheshes. Locher is like we had before, that the Bishmol said in the name of Rebbe, that in the Chanami, that's only where the Mishnah where she doesn't have a shtak suba. But if she has a shtak suba, then she could collect the money. Omer Rab Nachman by Yitzchok. Toni Rab Yehuda bar Kozo. B'mas Nisan, the Braisa, the Vei Bakuza. By that was learned by Bakuza, Rashi, that's a Shem Chochem. That wanted to say in the Braisa, that Tovok Subosa. Let's say she goes and asks for a ksuba, the locher